county officials continue to debate what to do about millions of excess dollars for funding the Ingham Health Plan. For years, the plan has funded medical services for the county's neediest residents who could not afford health or medical insurance. But with the advent of Obamacare and Medicaid expansion, the plan serves thousands fewer county residents than in the past. Since last fall, when voters approved an extension of the millage used to pay for the plan, the health plan's fund balance has grown to around $10 million. That's led to calls both to revert the surplus as well as to return it to taxpayers. It's also created confusion over whether officials misjudged the situation in the months leading up to the millage. Now, 2 weeks ago, two Ingham leaders shared their views here on this program. They were Dr. Dean Senko, vice chair of the board of the Ingham Health Plan, and Democratic County Commissioner Deb Nolan. Today, we hear from two others. We welcome Republican Commissioner Robin Nayert, along with CEO of the Greater Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce, Tim Damon. Welcome back, Tim. Welcome, Robin, for
Thank
the
you.
First time.
Thank you.
After all that windup, I have to ask you, Robin, about some business that was also dealt with by the full board last night. It was discussed, and this is the situation involving Lansing Township and apparently some financial trouble it is in regarding development out there that apparently the county is on the hook for here now. We'll get to the Ingham Health Plan here momentarily, but what happened last night?
Last night, the county commission, the full commission, approved full faith and credit for what is the Grosbeck Drain Project. And that project, I don't think anyone is debating the necessity of the project, but it's a $12 million total dollar project, and there is some concern by the commission as to Lansing Township's ability to pay for that drain. There was a court case involved as it went forward that added a couple of additional $1 million that are going to be a part of this. And that tax, is my understanding from Lansing Township, is going to be levied on Lansing Township residents.
But the county is obligated up to some point?
The county is obligated, has pledged their full faith and credit. So if Lansing Township doesn't pay, the county is on the hook for that money.
Tim Damon, you've had rather a dim view of this situation here, according to some of the things that you've tweeted. How did we get to this place? This gets back to development in Lansing Township that some people had doubts about years ago. Correct?
I think you're absolutely right. I think it goes back several years and what I kind of call phase two of the Eastwood Town Center development. And when they built the parking structure, and I think even some of the county commissioners had even indicated, a parking structure that was lit but yet not a vehicle parked in for 3 years, at the Eastwood development. And so I think there's some serious financial challenges there, and I think this region needs to keep a close eye on what's happening in the township. And, we're looking at some other things as well. The Waverly Golf Course pending sale that the city of Lansing has, and obviously it would need to be rezoned for commercial and residential, and a great piece of property and real estate on the Saginaw-Waverly intersection there, and could really add to that part of the city and township. And the township has expanded or extended a moratorium on rezoning through the end of this year, essentially killing the deal. And so, we have Showstack Real Estate, who was, I think it was a $5.7 million offer to the city of Lansing in the purchase of the Waverly Golf Course, and something that the city voters had approved in the past here. And so, again, just actions like that, they're not acting in a regional collaborative, method here. And we certainly would like to see them come to the table and be a little bit more cooperative in helping this region continue to grow.
Well, we have a limited amount of time here to address the Ingham Health Plan situation. Let's move on to that. This is really being dealt with in committee right now, and the full board met last night, so I understand this did not come up at last night's board.
Right. It was not an issue because it still is in the Human Services Committee discussing it.
Where are you at on this situation? The Ingham Health Plan, or Robin Nayert, the Ingham Health Plan apparently has generated a fund balance of over $10 million. There's $3.4 million that apparently is also sitting earmarked for the Ingham Health Plan, as I understand it. And again, this is because the plan serves a lot fewer people than it used to. What is the way forward here in your view?
Well, in my view, I think the Ingham Health Plan was an excellent vehicle for those who needed health care services prior to the Affordable Care Act passage and implementation. I'm not sure that it's the vehicle that the county needs at this point to provide those services to people that are needing health care. The decision to place the millage renewal on the November ballot was largely based on updates that Ingham Health Plan had provided the county, and those numbers are not what they were given, mm-hmm. what the county was given at that time. And I wasn't on the county commission at that time. It was last year. Mm-hmm. But everything I've seen, the numbers do not support asking the voters to approve a millage to continue funding of $3.425 million extension. I mean, it's a big amount of money in a county that is the third highest levied, taxed county in the state.
Out of 83.
Yeah. So out of 83. Yeah, third highest.
Tim Damon, I mean, as I pointed out, this has led to calls to re-divert the surplus as well as to return it to taxpayers. What do you think?
Well, I would agree with Rob and share that concern on our county being the third highest tax county. That was something we learned last year in having these same conversations regarding the health services millage and the parks millage. And at some point in time, you know, enough's enough. And so, you know, Mark, I think there's two issues here. And I think there's the one issue with Ingham Health Plan and the $10 million fund balance that they have and where those dollars came from and what happens to those dollars and can they be re-diverted. And I think those are questions that need to be addressed and answered. And then there's the other issue, and that is the continuing to levy this millage renewal, which my understanding would go into effect in January of 2016. It would be a 5-year, you know, millage renewal to extend this. And so, and that's where we are. And we're currently in our position is that the millage does not need to be levied. There's the $10 million fund balance that we certainly believe that with the 1,000 subscribers and potentially even less than that, that there is enough money in that fund balance to continue to provide those services to those individuals during the duration of this millage renewal, which I think goes through 2019. So, you know, we certainly, there are, you know, a tremendous amount of money, I think, that's on the table right here and being discussed. And $3.4 million times five, and that's a $17 million over the next 5 years of county taxpayer dollars that we believe right now is unnecessary and not needed.
There's still an awful lot of support for the Ingham Health Plan and earmarking dollars to health in the county on the board. How important is that, Robin?
I think the overall concern for the Board of Commissioners is that we have an obligation to provide health care for those who cannot have it provided for them. That's the overall concern. I think the board right now, we are evaluating strategies for allocation of dollars. The amount levied previous to this millage. We want to see if there are other third-party payers that we could pay, other service providers that could provide services like Carefree Medical, for instance. They used to be in Mason, served 200 to 300 people a week. They are no longer in Mason serving that population. There are other ways that we could provide health care to the residents of the county that need it that isn't through the Ingham Health Plan.
It seems pretty clear, though, here from your comments and from other comments. I spoke with Commissioner Randy Schaefer about this at some length. Somewhere, somebody is guilty of some kind of oversight or faulty accounting. Who is that? Is that Robin Reynolds, the top administrator at IHP? Is the board guilty of some oversight? And understood, this happened before you were a member of the board. We'll make that clear.
I'm still a member of the board now.
You get to have fun dealing with that, whether you were a part of this or not. Is there blame to go around, or can we lay this primarily at Robin Reynolds' door? What? Where do you stand on that?
In my opinion, from what I've seen in my 6 months on the county commission, serving on both the finance committee and the human services committee, the numbers that our county controller, who I have a great amount of trust in and respect for, Tim Dolahenny, our county controller, is fantastic. He provided the Board of Commissioners numbers regarding Ingham Health Plan, their administrative costs that are averaging over 50% to administer the fund.
There's been a lot of discussion about that as well. That is high.
There should be. And the numbers that our controller used were the numbers that Robin Reynolds provided to him. So now to have those numbers in dispute by the Ingham Health Plan, whether it's their board of directors, whether it's their executive director, those were the numbers provided to the county from them.
We'll point out that we wanted to have Robin Reynolds on the program today. She has indicated to me that there is another side to this story, which I'm sure many of our listeners are eager to hear. Unfortunately for reasons that are not entirely clear to me, it appears we'll have to wait for that conversation at least some days or some weeks. This isn't the first time we've visited this topic, as I pointed out. Dr. Dean Senko, longtime county employee, current vice president of the board of the Ingham Health Plan, and your fellow commissioner, Deb Nolan, were here a couple of weeks ago. Dr. Senko seems to express that the board shouldn't rush into redirecting these funds for a couple of reasons. Let's listen back to that comment.
We don't know what is going to happen. There's a Supreme Court decision, King versus Burwell, that'll be coming out later this month that will have implications, depending upon how the court rules, for the future of the Affordable Care Act. Mm-hmm. We have a presidential election in about 18 months, and depending upon who wins that election, that could change things considerably. I hear Republican candidates saying that one of the first things they would do if elected president would be to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. Mm-hmm. Then we're back, in my opinion, to where we were a few years ago.
So, Tim Damon, should any uncertainty about Obamacare and the unpredictable politics of health care be a factor here in the future of the Ingham Health Plan?
Waiting for the 2016 presidential election is irresponsible as it was to put the millage renewal on the ballot last November. I mean, so we're going to collect collect $7 million of taxpayer money and have the debate of re-diverting it and continuing to add to a $10 million fund balance of IHP. So I think that's silly for us to sit here and think we're going to wait for November of 2016 before we make a decision on this. I mean, I think it's very clear. And, you know, to go back and you asked that question previously, you know, where does the fault lie? And I think we can probably all point fingers and say, well, it's here or it's there. But to us, I think it's across the board. I think it's sound fiscal management. And I think it's transparency and accountability. And I think that those are three things that need to be put in place here. And I think when we look at the IHP, that they need to be able to operate under all three of those, principles and provide some of that accountability to the county commission.
Robin Nayer, we've got about 30 seconds. Should the uncertainty of Obamacare and politics on a larger level be a factor here?
I absolutely think the King versus Burwell decision coming down may have an effect. It could have an effect. And we may need to look then. But I think it's laughable to think that we should continue to levy this millage based on a presidential election and changes that could happen based on the outcome of a presidential election.
When do you think this issue will go to the full board and get out of committee?
If I only knew that, Mark.
Okay.
Yeah,
it could be hung up in committee for a while?
I think it'll be in committee for at least another month or two until we
really
discuss and get some ideas. We want to see what our options are. And until we have all the options laid before us, I think we're not going to move it forward to the whole commission.
Tim, it was great to have you back.
Thanks,
Damon of the Greater Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce, and it was great to have Robin Nayer here for the first time. Hopefully we'll have you back, the newest member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Thank you both.
Thank you.